And the story opens with a female person, and one thing that Puritan dictatorships always do is they try to get a very firm hold on women. They want these pesky creatures under their control. And they have got them back into the home. They have gone right back to the Bible, the Old Testament, in which polygamy was permitted. And this is a hierarchy, and in hierarchies, those at the top get the best of what's considered good. And so there are various kinds of categories for women. If you're right at the top, you can have a wife and a handmaid both. And the wife for being a wife, the handmaid for breeding purposes. But this is a handmaid, and she no longer has her own name. We don't know what her name is. And we watch her go through her days as they are now arranged. And intercut with that, we get her past, during which we discover how some of this came to be. She violates various official rules of the new regime and gets in trouble. That's the plot line. On publication, the reactions were different in the three different English-speaking countries that I knew of. The English said, jolly good yarn. The Canadians said, in their nervous way, could it happen here? And the Americans said, how long have we got? I suppose if you wanted to sum it up, you would say something like, eternal vigilance is the price of freedom.